Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and I'm here with a brand new week of Perfect 10. Yay! Once again, I will be here with you every day with 10 head-scratching puzzles, teasers, and questions to educate, to entertain, and to irritate the life out of you. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Now, today is April the 8th, and it was on this day in 1904 that New York's Long Acre Square adopted the now extremely famous name of Times Square due to the newspaper, the New York Times, moving into a building in that area. So, can you put in a newsworthy quiz performance today? The puns are great, aren't they? Well, it's time to find out, because here come your questions for this Monday's edition of Perfect 10. Here we go. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10, and we're starting the week with a 50-50 question. Which of these two actors was born first? Was it Will Smith or was it Will Ferrell? Two very famous Wills, but do you know which one was born first? Question two is our clues in the news round. You're about to hear a fictional news report which contains clues to a famous phrase or saying, but can you work out which saying it is? Here comes the clip.
News just in, a golden retriever has spent the last 20 minutes communicating to an oak because he has mistaken it for an elk. More on this story when we have it.
So, a fictional news report, and can you spot the clues in it to find that very famous phrase? Question three, Carol, out your thinking. How many times does the letter S appear in the names of the 7 days of the week? So list those days in your head and start counting up the letter S. I think there's a good chance you'll need a bit of extra time for this question, so please do feel free to press pause at any point. It isn't cheating. You can rewind. You can do whatever you like. I will still be here when you're ready to carry on. Moving on to question four, time for our memory round. You're about to hear a clip from a fictional TV show, but make sure you listen very closely as a question will follow. Here comes the clip.
Hello and welcome to this Monday's edition of Your Perfect Morning. Here is what we have coming up in today's show.
At 10:30, Sam is here to let us know everything that has happened in the world of celebrity over the weekend. And I believe they have news about a new A-list couple.
At 10:45, our roving reporter Harry will be coming live from a biscuit factory, and he's going to find out how you make a chocolate digestive.
At 11, it's time for our daily competition, Mid-Morning Money, where the jackpot currently stands at £7,500. Is today the day that somebody wins it?
Aaron Jay will be with us at 11:15, and today he's making a strawberry trifle that he has promised will be absolutely delicious. And he will be immediately followed by Kate, who will be showing us classy but affordable spring fashion.
And finishing the show this morning, the Hollywood actress Maria Sharp will be popping in to tell us all about her movie, Being Florence.
Well, I hope you're paying attention. Here's the question. How much is the current jackpot in the phoning competition, Mid-Morning Money? It was all in the clip, but can you remember the information you need to answer the question and win yourself another point? Questions 5, 6 and 7 are all part of a group we like to call the frivolous, the familiar and the fun rounds, the three Fs. Common knowledge questions about popular culture and the world around us. So here is question 5. Who directed the first four Indiana Jones movies? It's a very famous series of movies by a very famous director, but please can you name him? Moving on to question 6. We're hitting the road together. Which animal features on the logo of the car manufacturer Ferrari? and you picture that famous logo and name the type of animal. Question 7, cartoon time. The babies, Tommy, Chucky, Phil and Lil, are all characters in which animated TV series? Do you think you know the answer to that? Question 8, and it's time for two in, two out. Now, this is where you need to change two letters in a word to create a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, portal, to make another word meaning ordinary? Swap those two letters and find that new word, please. Question 9. I know this. And today it is Mystery Year Monday. King Charles married Queen Camilla in which recent year? Even if you don't think you know, this one is definitely worth a guess. And here we are at our final question of the day already, and it's time for the first anagram of the week. Which musical is an anagram of Blames Young? Blames, B-L-A-M-E-S, Young, Y-O-U-N-G. It's quite a tough one, so I'll give you a clue. There was a film version of this musical that had a very young cast. Can you figure out the name of the musical, please? And there you have it. That's the first quiz of the week. Done and dusted. Well done, everybody, for playing along, getting your brain working, answers coming up. But before that, please don't forget to follow us or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast, which will then download automatically as soon as it drops. And please join the Perfect 10 family on social media by searching for @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. We have loads of extra visual content over there, so please do check it out. I bet you'll like it. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score to make this a perfect Monday? Let's find out.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Question 1 was about two very famous actors. Which of these actors was born first, Will Smith or Will Ferrell? And the answer is Will Ferrell, as he was born on the 25th of September 1967. So he is currently 56 years of age, whereas Will Smith was born a year later on the 25th of September, same birthday note, 1968. So he is currently only 55. Question 2 was clues in the news. And I was looking for a famous phrase or saying in this fictional news bulletin.
News just in. A golden retriever has spent the last 20 minutes communicating to an oak because he has mistaken it for an elk. More on this story when we have it.
So what was the famous phrase? It was, of course, barking up the wrong tree. And hopefully that question didn't leave you barking up the wrong tree or any tree at all. Come to that. Anyway, today's question 3 was a Carol lateral thinking question, and it was all about the days of the week. I asked you, how many times does the letter S appear in the names of the 7 days of the week? And the answer is 5. 5 times. 5 S's. The days which contain a letter S are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. There we are. 5 is the answer for a point. Time for question 4, our memory round, and we were tuning into a fictional morning TV show. I asked you, how much is the current jackpot in the phone-in competition mid-morning money? And the answer was a very nice £7,500. Yes, £7,500. Well done if you said that. Question 5, and it was the start of today's 3 F's. Who directed the first 4 Indiana Jones movies? And the answer is Steven Spielberg. For question 6, I asked you this. Which animal features on the logo of the car manufacturer Ferrari? And the answer I was looking for is a horse, which is commonly known in Ferrari terms as the prancing horse. Question 7, cartoon time. The babies Tommy, Chucky, Phil and Lil are all characters in which animated TV series? And the answer is Rugrats. Question 8, time for 2 in, 2 out. So which two letters can you change in the word portal to make another word for ordinary? Well, if you change the letter P to an N and the letter T to an M, you get the word normal, N-O-R-M-A-L. Question 9. I know this, but did you? King Charles married Queen Camilla in which year? The year was 2005, and they got married on the 9th of April. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. I asked which musical is an anagram of Blames Young, and the musical I was looking for was Bugsy Malone. So, how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10? I hope so. Remember to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already and follow us on social media so you don't miss out on any of our bonus questions or any of our episodes. Thank you so much for playing today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with a whole new day of questions, brain teasers and puzzles. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. And I hope you have a perfect Monday. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.